Hey guys, I know that I had just done a previous audio and I had went straight into prayer and straight into worship, and the presence of the Lord just came down and just completely consumed me, and he wanted me to just come back on here, and I want to be obedient to what he wants me to do, and he wants us to just come together in unity right now and begin to pray, to begin to shift the atmosphere, because that is what our prayer and that is what our worship does, is it shifts things. It shifts the atmosphere. We are atmosphere changers. And I just felt such a strong unction to do this. And I want to be obedient to what he said. And I want to come on here and get with you all in the spirit right now and link with you arm in arm and begin to pray and begin to just lift up our voices to heaven right where you are. I just felt that this is something, I just feel this so very strongly. I can't get away from it, and I want to be obedient to what the Lord would have me to do right now. So right now, wherever you are, lift those hands to heaven and let's just come together in prayer and praise of our King. Father, we come before the throne of grace right now as I felt such a strong unction, Lord, for us to come together in unity. And we come to shift this atmosphere. We come to shift this atmosphere because we are those atmosphere changers. And I pray for your anointing to cover this nation, for the blood to cover it as a mighty blanket, Lord. I pray for hope and healing to begin to arise. I pray right now for things to begin to turn around, for things to begin to shift. We come together in agreement all over this nation, all that's listening to this broadcast and joining in with me. Hear our voices raised unto the heavens, Lord. For that which the enemy has tried to bring up against us, you lift up a standard. And Lord, you are our deliverer. You shall deliver us from whatever shall try to come nigh to us. No evil, no harm shall come nigh our dwelling places. And we come before you now asking you to shift the atmosphere, Lord. Shift it. We feel that resurrection flowing right now. And let it flow from breast to breast. Let it flow from house to house and upon each and every head right now listening to this broadcast, joining in with me, Lord. Let them feel that resurrection power, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Right now you begin to resurrect those things. You begin to call out to those dry bones to get back up again, to live again, to breathe again. You call into those prodigals that look like they couldn't be reached. Lord, you reach out to them and you pull them into your ark of safety right now. I'm praying for the prodigals to come home right now. I'm calling to those dry bones right now to rise up into that mighty remnant army that he has called us out to be. I pray that they will find that altar of prayer this night and be thou saved. Those that have found themselves in weariness, Lord, you give them strength. Those that have found themselves in financial distress, you give them the prosperity and the provision that they need. Just as you sent the ravens to Elijah by the brook, Lord, we are staying by the brook knowing that you will provide for us, knowing that you will lead us out. Hallelujah, victorious. And I am praying right now for those in anxiety and depression. You bring them peace right now, a peace that passes all understanding. And I pray right now for those that may feel just completely lost and forgotten, that you embrace them and let them know that you love them. Love them. Let them know that they are important to you. You shall arise victorious in every situation, in every circumstance. I pray and declare a shift over each and everything, whatever it is that they're facing, every person that is on this broadcast with me right now, whatever they are facing, Lord, I pray that you will walk onto the scene of that situation and you will begin to shift things. You will begin to turn things around. You will begin to move things. Hallelujah. That when they couldn't see it with the natural eye, you were working behind the scenes all along. Hallelujah. Let it begin to manifest at this very moment. We call an end to this virus in the mighty name of Jesus, that it will dissipate and disintegrate and be no more. And I pray for your mighty wind to blow from the north, south, east, west. I pray for the mighty wind of God to blow as it has never blown before, that those that are unsaved, those that are lost, they will come to that altar of prayer, that altar of salvation, that altar of deliverance. Those that are bound up with with addiction, those chains will begin to fall off. Hallelujah. I hear the clanging of those chains in the spirit realm right now. Let them begin to fall off. The devil is losing his grip right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As your remnant is coming together, our voices are uniting. Our hearts are uniting. One mind, one accord. And we are calling out as they did in the upper room. We are calling out for more. We are calling out for the more. We are preparing ourselves. We are picking up that sword. We are taking on that armor. And we are marching forward, that mighty remnant, as you have called us to be separate. Hallelujah. Called out and separate. And we come to you lifting up a most high praise, speaking shift into this atmosphere. Shift, shift. Let the devil lose every hold that he thinks he has, whether it be on our family or our situations, our finances, our homes, whatever it is. Loose it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be loosened. He has no hold over us, for it is you that has given to us the victory, just as you had given me before, Lord. Friday may be here. That time of darkness may look like it's here. Some may be going through a time of darkness right now, but Sunday's coming, and that Sunday for us is a day of victory. Hallelujah. That day of victory is arising. That dawn is arising. And we give you the glory, the honor, the praise for everything you're doing right now, because I feel it so very strongly. Let it go out over these airways, mighty Father. Let it go out over these airways. Cover each and every person right now that is tuned into this. Cover them, Lord, wherever they are. Let them feel your anointing the way that I feel it so very strongly. Lord, let that fresh fire, that fresh revelation be released from the very throne. That fresh wind of you to begin to blow over them and to blow over each and every situation. To blow over the dry bones in their lives. You begin to arise victorious. Hallelujah. You begin to change, transition, and move some things right now. Hallelujah. In our favor. Hallelujah. Oh, we look unto you from where our help comes from, for there is no other. We look unto you, we hold on to you as you lead us through. Hallelujah. The cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. And we give you all the praise, the honor, the glory. Bless each and every one right now, abundantly above all that they could ask or think. Move, Father, I pray. Let the mighty wind of God, your mighty wind, let it blow, Lord, in every area, over this nation, over this world, over the ones listening right now. Let that fresh wind begin to blow over them in such a supernatural way, like they've never felt it before. For we know that you are shifting things in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You are alive forevermore and have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. You have the authority. Hallelujah. We march to the very beat of your heart. And give you the praise, our King of glory. As you issue the command, we stand ready. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out, amen and amen. Hold on, mighty warriors of God. Continue to stand. Continue to lift up those hands high to the heavens and lift up that voice. Our King is alive, and he is alive forevermore. He came out of that grave because it could not hold him. And I felt such a strong, I still feel him so very strongly right now. And I pray that you feel this same anointing just completely flood your heart and spirit right now. Lord, let it flood them in a mighty way. In a mighty way, all over this nation, Lord, as a mighty flood. Flood every heart, every spirit, every home. Hallelujah, with your glory. Keep looking up for that change, that transition, that move is already shifting and taking place. Hallelujah, not just for us nationally, but in your own personal lives. Be blessed. And I love each and every one of you.